Now with fresh talks between Iran and the P5+1 expected to begin on Sunday, U.S. senators are to debate new anti-Iran sanctions as well as congressional approval power over any deal with Tehran. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker says two alternatives are at hand. Now he said one would be introduction of deferred economic sanctions. Corker said they would come into force if Iran refuses to sign a final deal or is seen as violating its terms. Another alternative would be demanding that the Obama administration puts any likely nuclear deal with Iran to a congressional vote. Now, the proposals could be emerge before debate on the floor within weeks. This comes as Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry have begun bilateral talks in Geneva. The new round of nuclear talks begin between Iran and the P5+1 on Sunday. Both Tehran and the White House have warned that any bans could torpedo the talks. And earlier, we spoke to political analyst Ibrahim Kazaruni and asked for his opinion on the U.S. Congress's move to weigh in and on the nuclear talks between Iran and the P5+1. Let's listen in.
There is a pattern, what they call it, carrot and stick, where the American administration, at least representative in this case, Kerry, continues with the negotiation and sounds hopeful about a possible outcome. The Congress, particularly after the last election, has been controlled by the Republicans, with more influenced by the Zionist lobby, particularly AIPAC and others, are going straight away for the Iran's case to pressure the Iranians. I'm delighted to hear that Mrs. Afkham, in her recent remark, not only contested the effectiveness of the sanction as a mean or instrument to pressure Iran, made it clear that she was bold enough, as a matter of fact, to make it clear that Iran is not prepared to continue with the talk for the sake of talking if it does not lead to to end of the entire sanction, taking into account Iranian demand for a peaceful nuclear technology. And I hope that the United States understand that under any circumstance, Iran should not be, should be wary, as a matter of fact, of what United States is, or how United States is conducting this negotiation, particularly in the light of the new Republican being in charge of the Congress.